An up-and-coming rock group from Brooklyn, New York, has launched a collaboration with local artists in Mali. Anna Boyko-Arak sat in on their recording sessions in Bamako. Text. At Studio Bogolan in Mali's capital city of Bamako, Jeremiah Lockwood is working on the guitar part for a song on a new album by his band, The Sway Machinery. The album's working title is Why We Make Pilgrimage. Lockwood says coming to Mali has been a magical experience.
Coming here, it's like a dream. I'm imagining something like a historical path, like the path that the merchants and the people from the Middle East took coming down here, bringing their music, their culture, and their swords, of course, also, to come and bring their culture to this land.
The Sway Machinery blends traditional Jewish music with a powerful horn section and driving drum beats. This is their song, Anim Zmiros, off their first album, Hidden Melodies Revealed. Their next album will feature three songs by Malian folk singer, Khaira Arbi.
Chez eux, moi, je peux mettre toute ma mélodie que je veux. Et aussi, ils peuvent jouer toute ma musique que je chante.
Arbi says she can put all of the melodies she wants into their songs, and the Sway Machinery can play all of the music she sings. It is something that comes together well and sounds good. Arbi says this song she wrote, called Gawa Teriamu, is about peace. In this version, the Sway Machinery backs up Arbi's voice.
Gawa Teriamu veut dire la paix. Que on travaille notre terre ensemble dans la paix, dans l'entente. On veut pas de bombes.
Arbi says the song is about working together in peace on the land, working together in understanding. The song says we do not want bombs or war. We want irrigation for farming and seeds to plant in the earth. Arbi says the song is about ending war in Africa and around the world and was written in response to political unrest in northern Mali. During their trip, the Sway Machinery traveled to the annual festival in the desert in northern Mali, in the sand dunes near Timbuktu, where they played in front of hundreds of people from around the world. The State Department currently has a travel advisory for Timbuktu because of past terrorist activities in the region by the group Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. The terrorist group is currently holding six European hostages. Trumpet player for the Sway Machinery, Jordan McLean, says that did not stop him from coming to Mali.
I did everything I could to educate myself about Al-Qaeda in Mali, and after weighing everything, it just didn't seem like a viable enough threat to miss out on what would otherwise be an unbelievable opportunity and experience.
The Sway Machinery musicians say their music takes listeners into hidden worlds, uniting past and present. Lead singer Lockwood says he wants their music to bring people together.
I will hope that when people listen to our music, the first thing will be that they'll have a joyful, emotional reaction. And that it'll be, you know, like coming to the center of the village and everybody's going to get together and dance. And then there's also like trying to communicate some kind of information about history. It's maybe not facts, but some kind of feeling about the places that the music is coming from.
This song, Surugu, on the new album, is also by Khaira Arbi, with drums by the group Super Homesa. The song is an homage to the nomadic Tuareg people of northern Africa. Arbi says she also wants to transport people with her music, taking them to her hometown of Timbuktu.
Quand les gens écoutent mes chansons, ils se retrouvent d'abord à voir le Mali, le nord du Mali, l'histoire de Timbuktu, le mystère de Timbuktu.
When people listen to her music, Arbi says she wants them to experience Mali, the north of Mali, the history of Timbuktu, and the mystery of the city through her voice. Colin Stetson plays the baritone saxophone. He says the collaboration is one of equals.
We're not trying to get anybody to do anything for us. We're coming to sit down and have people bring whatever it is that they want, that they see fit, you know, equals around a table.
Trumpet player Jordan McLean.
Music intrinsically allows for so many different cultures, and as I say, in the metaphor of the round table, everybody's got a perspective, and we're going to find a way to present everybody's perspective in the light that's most natural.
The Sway Machinery is currently putting the finishing touches on its album and is looking for a record label to produce it, hoping to release it later this year. Anna Boy Kowairok for VOA News, Bamako. Yalla di gawa teriyamo kemide.